listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's like having a clown in your head.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Hope you've all been having a fantastic week so far, and it only gets better with your friendly neighborhood community radio station. You are now tuned into Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Chinese and Korean music, live on CITR 101.9 FM in beautiful Vancouver from the University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you for joining me this afternoon on the second live show from our brand new station here on campus. A lot of learning still happening, but plenty of exciting for our new start and many more memories and experiences. Little bit of a late start today, but that's all right. Right now, we're going to get started with the music. First off, a request I saw in my inbox a couple days ago. It's what I like to call a ballad done right. It's by a Malaysian singer called Jess Lee, and the song is called Qiangqiu, which means forced to in Mandarin. I've played this one before on the show. One common complaint I have about certain Chinese songs and Korean songs and other songs is that the ballads tend to be extremely predictable. In Asian music, the general accepted template for a ballad is a lot of piano, drums, and maybe some bass. Does this song have all of that as well? Yes, it does. It's done in a way where it starts off a little softer, a solid foundation is laid, then it builds up, and finally it hits this high point. And after the first chorus, the more instruments are added to give it a bit of a rock music feeling, a little more power in contrast to the softer verse. And this actually matches with the transition of the lyrics as well. Overall, the song is about making the mistake of giving her heart to a person she didn't really love. It's a relationship where no one was happy, but by forcing herself to continue in a loveless relationship, the only thing it did was cause pain. First verse, dealing with the pain like walking on broken glass. Second verse, trying to find the strength to shake off the shackles of the past and keep going forward. Again, this is a ballad done right. She really needs to release some new material soon. This song is from her 2014 album, Heaven and Cliff. Let's check it out now.
Tell me how,
Jess Lee with Force 2, just a really good ballad to break away from the staple of Chinese music. The shifts in the musical sound from the first verse and chorus into the latter half of the song were welcome, but still kept the song consistent and really held my interest for the entirety. This is actually short for a ballad, which is good as it kept the track from dragging on. Jess is still rather new to the industry, initially debuting in 2011, so show her some love. Next up, something a little different, a song from an industry that isn't always featured on the show, but still very deserving of some love, a Japanese song by an idol called Jin Akanishi. He originally debuted as a member of the Japanese boy band KAT-TUN. Fun fact, a name derived from the first letters of each member's surname. He left the group in 2010 to pursue a career as a soloist. Since then, he's been actively promoting his music and film work. He released his first solo single in 2011, and in late 2011, he debuted in the United States with the EP Test Drive, a collaboration with big names like J.R. Rotem and Jason Derulo. He later followed up in January 2012 with another English single, Sun Burns Down. In 2013, he was a member of the supporting cast in 47 Ronin as the son of Hiroyuki Sanada's character. The song of interest today was released in 2014 under the independent record label he established himself, Go Good Records. It's called Mi Amor from the EP of the same name, completely self-produced. It's a whole song dedicated to his love, how he's willing to be there, how he loves her. One line in the song, a star falling for you, if it can grant it, I'll wish for our love. This song finds the perfect way to blend acoustic melodies with the EDM beats. The guitar portions hold your attention, then it kicks it up into this really pumped up chorus line, and then it transitions back. No part really overwhelms the other. So enough talk, let's check it out. Jin Akanishi with Mi Amor.
Yeah.
was Jin Akanishi with Mi Amor. Fantastic song, very interesting, and it's really, this song is quite common in most music these days, but it really is different from Japanese music, which tends to be a little more synthy and more artificial with the, but this one, you know, with the organic sounds of the guitar, he is utilizing a sound that really doesn't get enough love. I think the appeal is also greater because he composed and wrote the song himself. So up next, I have another more ballad-oriented track. This time from Korea, is by Song Ji-eun, the main vocalist for Korean girl group Secret. The song is called Going Crazy, which was released in 2011, her first solo single. I say solo, but not quite. It features label mate Bang Yong-guk, and it, who is the rapper for boy band BAP, who are currently actually embroiled in a lawsuit with their label. The verses are structured quite simply. Ji-eun sings, then Yong-guk comes in with his rap. And the song really is actually quite a bit, really down-tempo, very R&B-ish. It's got a bit of a stadium ballady type of feel. And fun fact, this was actually also the first number one hit either of them had been involved with at the time. Secret has had hits after, and BAP exploded onto the scene, causing major waves in 2012. This song just has, a really stadium ballad type of feel without all of the trademark vocal belting, though. That's coming up next, Song Ji-eun with Bang Yong-guk, Going Crazy.
사랑이 아냐 이건 사랑이 아냐 너의 집착일 뿐이야 어디 있든지 내가 무얼 하든지 무서워 나를 바라보는 너
너의 그림자를 따라 발단한 전화를 걸어 네 떨리는 숨소리에 차를 뒤져버려 빨라지는 네 발걸음 따라 뛰는 내 심장 미칠 것만 같아 어두워지는 긴밤 너의 집 앞을 거진 가로등 밑에서 너를 본다 이 방침 못했어 밤이 끝날 때까지 날 찾아봐 어서 나와 숨막히는 숨바꼭질을 계속해 넌 절대 내게서 떨어질 수 없어
미친 건 네
사랑할 수밖에 없어 도망쳐봐 네가 어디에 있든지 난 볼 수 있으니 늘 아직 계속해 넌 날 절대 벗어날 수 없어 넌 날 사랑할 수밖에 없어 이제 날 봐 I don't wanna find no more
사라져버려 그만 좀 꺼져버려 정말 숨도 못 쉬겠어 내가 어디 있든지 무서워 나를 따라오는 너
수백 번이고 수만 번이고 전화 걸었는데 왜는 대답이 없어 잊었니 우리 만난 지 벌써 전일이 됐어 네가 좋아하는 선물을 준비했어 네가 자주 가는 거리에 앉아 널 기다리고 있어 내 사랑을 알아 집착이란 말하지마 사랑을 몰라 넌 미쳤다고 말하지마 내 맘을 몰라 넌 절대 내게서 떨어질 수 없어
미친 건 네
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here. God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed
up. Oh. Isn't there anything, 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 anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Did you know that the UBC Bookstore collects food for the AMS Food Bank? If you would like to contribute, please bring your non-perishable food items to the bookstore and drop them off in the box near the front cash area. For more information, check out ams.ubc.ca under services.
We are back live on Asian Wave 101. Right before the break, we heard Song Ji-eun from Secret featuring BAP's Pang Yong-guk. Going Crazy, nice stadium ballad, also good driving music. And if I may be so bold, better hear this song bumping in cars as I'm driving after today, you know what I'm saying? Moving on, I have a song from the very talented Khalil Fong. Last month in June, Khalil released a brand new single for all of his fans out there. The song is simply titled Ting, which is Mandarin for listen. With the release of this track, Khalil is simply declaring his love for music. He asked the question, can you hear? Can you hear the music? But what he's trying to express actually goes so much deeper than just sounds. For him, music is a way to express himself. Every instrument, every rhythm and note helps him write his feelings and his thoughts. In the presence of music, all barriers disappear, no matter what language, what the differences may be. Music transcends all of that, and that is how he will get his message out to the masses via musical notes and melodies. That is what Asian Wave 101 is all about, showing love to music in general, regardless of the genre and the language. Khalil deviated from his usual style a bit with this song, keeping with his usual R&B sound, but opting for a more contemporary feel rather than the old school style that he had in his previous releases. But that's what makes a good artist, right? Not afraid to try something new. So that's coming up next, Khalil Fong, Listen, and after that we have Jane Jung with I Believe.
Yeah. 几口，好好去享受这一的享受，黑白切记演奏，想念在我前后左右，没有人能够左右这宇宙。听不听到就这个旋律，心不心跳再不能言语，并不明了现在解压，音乐在引导，没什么大不了，我们遇见也不管你说什么语言，没有局限，歌声蔓延，我用听不听到就这个旋律，心不心跳再不能言语，并不明了现在解压，音乐在引导，没什么大不了，也不管你说什么语言，没有局限，歌声蔓延，我用音乐来赞激着你。
That was Khalil Fong with Listen, and right after that was Jane Zhang with 我相信, or I Believe. And Jane here with an amazing stadium ballad all about moving forward, having faith in the ones that are nearest and dearest to you, knowing that their words and actions will always be there to support you, no matter how difficult it may be. Keep moving forward. It's just lots of positive energy. Now it is that time of the week where we check out just some of the latest happenings in the Asian entertainment world with Asian Entertainment News. And first up, I have a story regarding the film industry in China. First thing that I should mention is that there are many similarities between the industries I often cover on the show. Both produce music, movies, and television dramas are huge. However, with the rapidly shrinking world due to the internet and all the new tech people have access to now, these entertainment exports are really making their rounds. However, for the Chinese entertainment industry, the main support and biggest export is film, and for Korea, it's music. With that in mind, recently, for the first half of 2015, foreign films, namely Hollywood blockbusters, have captured over half of the box office with 53.5%, leaving that last little bit to domestic films. The box office was at a count of about $3.2 billion, up 50% since last year at this time, but domestic movies took only $1.5 billion of that amount, over $200 million U.S. less than foreign imports. In the past few months, with the release of big budget blockbusters like Fast and Furious 7, Jurassic World, and the latest Marvel film, it has been difficult for Chinese films, of which there have been few blockbusters. Currently, China is on a revenue share system, limiting foreign films to allow for homegrown directors and movies to have a chance. With the arrival of July, the film industry in China will be entering an unofficial blackout period, putting foreign releases on a delay at least until the end of the month to allow films, domestic films, to thrive, which has been proven to help, such as last year when homegrown films took over half the box office with 54.5%. This is also clearly evidenced with the recent taking of the top spot by Chen Kaige's martial arts Monk Comes Down the Mountain, which from all the reviews that have been said, is an amazing martial arts film starring Aaron Kwok, Lin Zhilin, and Wang Baoqiang. The film took $38 million in the first 4 days, knocking Jurassic World into the third place. And that's clearly is going extremely well for them. Of course, this is definitely something that people could talk about, sit down and really have a roundtable or even a debate about this sort of thing. But that is a discussion for another time. I will pose this question then. How do you feel about this sort of revenue share system and the sort of state of the entertainment industry around the world? And send that, any of your thoughts, to AsianWave101@gmail.com. Moving on, though, a bit of news that involves both industries. Tao from EXO is back in the news, and a while ago it was revealed that Tao was leaving EXO, possibly only temporarily, for a temporary period of time. However, he later updated his personal info on his social media, saying he was simply Tao and not EXO's Tao. He was later spotted in L.A., Disneyland no less, reportedly because he was in the United States to study. Recently, however, XOM's official Facebook page was updated, removing Tao's name from the roster, further cementing this image and this thought that he is for sure out of the group and not coming back. Further exasperating the ongoing arguments among fans and haters was a rumor that surfaced that said Tao is gearing up for a solo debut. Previously, it was stated that Tao's father was pressuring him to leave the group due to poor health and the improper care he received from his management and from his label, despite several extremely bad injuries over the course of his time in EXO. So regardless of what's going on, there are certain crowds that are saying that the delicious schadenfreude is continuing on and that they're just waiting for all this drama to hit every member of EXO and not just remain cemented to XOM. However, there was a lot of evidence that came up that showed Tao may have indeed suffered several injuries over the course of his time with EXO, and that some of them can be pretty bad, including a time when he was filming a variety show and he actually cut his foot on a bit of coral while he was in the ocean. And of course, cuts from coral are extremely serious, not because those tend to be rather jagged and deep, and that is extremely painful, but also because coral is often has a lot of bacteria growing on it, and if it gets into your system, it can actually cause extreme cases of infection and gangrene. So hopefully all the best towards him, and in the words of some people in the online community, may this glorious schadenfreude and drama never ever end. And that will actually do it for this week's news segment. Tune back in next week when we cover some more stories and some more headlines from the Asian entertainment world. But for now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101. Stick around, don't go anywhere.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the downtown area at
The Baker and the Chef, Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Dunlevy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Portside Pub, Save On Meats, and Vinyl Records.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Tune in every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Cue It Up with your host, Jonathan Cue, for abrasive fight or flight music played at hot, loud volumes, uncooperative songs for things that are not all punk, noise rock, post-punk, experimental, industrial, and noise.
We are back here live on Asian Wave 101, and right now I have a very, very amazing song from the Korean and indie hip-hop scene. This one is by the king of flow himself, Verbal Jint, and it features his label mates Sanchez of the group Phantom and Bumkey. And this song is actually extremely new, just a couple weeks old, and it's called Shite, or as it's called in English, it's called Doing It. And this one is extremely funny, but also extremely amazing in its own little way, because during the song, they're actually talking about a person that they're in a relationship with, a girl, and they're saying that she doesn't seem to really like what they do. She doesn't seem to like the fact that they are hip-hop artists, that they're doing rap music, that they're doing working in an industry such as the hip-hop one. However, they're wondering why it seems that she's still staying with them. And then they begin singing into it. The girls only like them when they're doing it. And that's quite simple. They only like it when they're actually getting down and having sex. So I suppose that is one way to look at a relationship. It's like they're saying, it's like they're almost miserable that they don't like the fact that they do hip hop, but they still stay and they're still getting sex. So we really don't know what's going in the minds of these artists, and we never truly will understand the music that they put out unless, you know, we're thinking on the same level or we're just really in their minds as well. So that's coming up next. Verbal Jint featuring Sanchez and Bumkey on the bridge of this song. R&B singer Bumkey, Doing It.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Sanchez.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about this one girl.
All right.
She said, 오빠 나 무바 봐서 싫대. 모처럼 만나서 싫대. 그때 돈의 정신이니 과음하게. 반쯤 가 있는 게 짜증난데. 사실 힙합 자체가 싫대. 방송에 나와 허세 부릴 때. 그리고 그 웨이도 웨이 좀 물릴 때. 뱃속이 울렁거린대. 달리 벤 피카소. 대체 그게 뭐라고. Show me the money 얘기 없이 수잖아. 기울이는 것도 내게 네 불가능. Oh, music video에 수많은 래퍼들이 랩할 때. Hey. 왜 옷을 입다만 여자들이 등장하는데 hey. 또 누군가 맘이 안 들어 잘못을 따질 때 노래를 뒤세야 하니 왜 컨트롤이 군보고 그냥 다 싫대
She only likes it when we doing it
doing
when
it
doing it
doing
when
it
doing it
doing
She
it.
Only likes it when we doing
yeah.
it when we doing it when we doing it yeah.
Doing it doing it Doing it, yeah. We're doing it, doing it, we're doing it. Jay-Z, go Eminem, go. 아무리 해봤자 뭐 나를 얘기고. 오빠가 발표한 노래도 내 취향은 아니야. 난 차라리 책 볼래. 그럼 내 어디가 좋은 건데? 왜 계속 나를 보는 건데? She gets it. 오빠도 잘 알잖아 침대까지 말하고 무묵거리네 She only likes me when we're doing it when we're doing it when we're doing it 그런 태어난 얼굴로 내게 그런 말 하는데 웃어야 집을 수 있니
Oh 관심도 없어 좋아 보여 충분히 예뻐 Oh 오빠 따라서 리듬 타는 척한 것뿐이었어
네 그럼 뭐가 네 맘에 들길래 날 만나 궁금해지네
Why?
맛있어서 맛있대 그거 하나 빼고는 다 싫대
She only likes it when we doing it
doing
when
it
doing it
doing
when
it
doing it
doing
She
it.
Only likes it when we doing
yeah.
it when we doing it
go nole 미친년에 관심도 없대 하나만 원해 그걸 알면서도 난 그녀를 받아줬고
She only likes it when we doing it She only likes it when we doing it
She only likes it when we doing it, when we doing it, when we doing it. She only likes it when we do, when we do, when we do.
That was Verbal Djinn featuring Sanchez, A Phantom, and Bumkey with Doing It. Really simple. A girl doesn't like the fact that they're rappers, but she only likes it when they're having sex. Again, we won't really know what's going on in their minds unless we're actually thinking alongside them or actually in there with them at that moment. But that seems an interesting way of keeping a relationship. She doesn't like what you do, she doesn't like your job, but she's still willing to stick around for the sex. That's something to think about, isn't it? Anyway, moving on, though. I have a song by Taiwanese rock band Mayday, and the song is from their 2011 album Second Life, and the song is called Owe Owe. This one is really just really anthemic, just really uplifting, positive music. Actually makes extremely good use of orchestral sounds for the introduction to the song. And with this one, what they're really trying to say is that they don't believe in sugarcoating. They believe that music should be this pure art form where people can let all their emotions out to really express themselves. They believe that, to quote one line of the lyrics from their song, I believe that I become immortal when I rock. And the musical message of this one, extremely simple. You shouldn't ever overthink things. Life is too short for you to be always second guessing yourselves. Don't have any fear. Don't back down. Keep moving forward. Eyes to the front on the goal that you have in mind, and just keep going. Never doubt yourself and just sing to the skies. Go crazy. Owe, owe, along with them on this anthemic rock piece. So it's always nice to see some of the poppier stuff from overseas, but it's also to take a moment and appreciate some of the more organic things, the ones where the artists really started on their own because they genuinely loved the music and weren't thrown together by a record label. So let's check it out now. Mayday with Owe Owe.
Just 永远出现的那一年 再不管你是谁、哦哎哦哎、人生都太短暂，别想别怕别后退，现在就是永远，幸福的那一点、哦哎哦哎、转眼就这一天、哦哎哦哎、人生都太短暂，
that was May Day with Away Away, sending out their message to the masses that you should never forget that life is all about struggles and hard times, not about those sugar-coated, meaningless promises. Life's experiences are often forged from the bad ones, and they're saying that you should never be afraid, never second-guess yourself, don't hesitate, because that will be your downfall. Keep going forward. So just amazing, positively charged music for everyone to enjoy, and everyone can maybe possibly even relate to it a little bit. Now, moving on, I want to talk about a certain issue that's been going on. Right now in South Korea, it's one of the most turbulent times. So much conflict, fighting between opposing sides. Everyone is sending in their troops, giving it all they got so that one may triumph in the end. The girl group War of the Summer is continuing in the Korean music industry. AOA hit the ground running but were stopped short of their objectives. Sistar, Girls' Day, and even Girls' Generation are joining the fray with their own releases. However, the victor at this point is clear who it is. Nine Muses have returned with a special summer album and a song for their promotions called Hurt Locker. And this one is that exact summer anthem that all the different groups, the girl groups in South Korea, have been trying to make, but have just been falling short. Some have really had that sort of potential, but just weren't hitting all the right spots. This one does all of that. It finds this perfect balance between having these verses that really carry through the song and then this anthemic chorus that's just going to stick with you forever and it's just going to be fresh in your mind. And this is really that, again, that summer song that everyone was attempting to do, but Nine Muses definitely really got it right. They definitely hit the sweet spot with this one. So let's check it out now. It's called Dacha in Korean, and it's also called Hurt Locker from the special summer album, Nine Muses. Let's check it out. Baby,
있을 때 잘해 남자이길 바래 다시 전화하지 마 내 맘이 다쳤어 넌 날 갖고 졸지를 하는 건지 나한테 왜 이래 제발 너 그만 좀 해 내가 있다 없으니 아쉬운 거니 아쉬운데도 날 찔러보는 거니 왔다 갔다 하는 이 맘은 원인은 늦출 게 없어 Baby what you need
왜 이래 그만해 내 맘이 불편해 네가 더 잘 알잖아
What you gonna do
있을 때 잘해 남자이길 바래 다시 전화하지 마 다쳤어
That was Nine Muses with the Summer Anthem of the Year. Absolutely amazing song. Doesn't get much better than that. Anthemic chorus that's just going to stick with you for a really long time to come. All the other girl groups are trying in this girl group war of the summer, but all of them just seem to be falling short. Definitely go and check out more of Nine Muses. Very consistent sound. Very consistent just style overall. Always changing it up a little bit with each and every release. Definitely worth checking out. So that will actually take us into the last song of today, and it's by a Vancouver-based rock band called Cry of Silence, and I actually had the pleasure of meeting member Eddie a little while back when I first started doing this, and the song is from their 2011 album Influence, and it's called Old Habits Die. You won't need me to break down the lyrics for this one. It's in English, and of course, keeping with their mission of just delivering positively charged music for everyone to enjoy, regardless of where you may be. So that is going to play us out, and of course, if you have a request for me at all, don't hesitate to send it to me, asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on today's news, including the issue of the film industry in China, of what's been going on, the state of this revenue share basis with foreign providers having to keep this whole limiting foreign films and also having to keep 50-50 market share between the two. If you have any thoughts on that, send it to me as well, asianwave101@gmail.com. So that will do it for this week's show. This has been Asian Wave 101 on CITR 101.9 FM, live in Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thank you once again for joining me this afternoon, and I will see you all next week. Cry of Silence to play us out. Peace.
Try to